So I'm just opening up my sourdough starter. Oh my goodness, it's a very evocative smell. It's like baby's milky breath, slightly turned with a sort of tang of apple vinegar. It may sound utterly revolting, it's definitely a Marmite moment. You either love it or you hate it. And I definitely am hooked on that smell. To me, it's very, very indicative of home life. And when I go away, when I come back, the first thing I do is take my starter out of the fridge and get it going and make a loaf of bread. And when I've made that loaf of bread, I know I've arrived home. It's very, very symbolic for me. And my family, I think they've kind of got to know that's what happens when Mum gets home. And sourdough is just one aspect of baking. Of course, you can bake any sort of bread. You've got some beautiful, beautiful panoply of recipes that are available to anybody to have a go. And the reason I'm rambling on about bread making today is because it is National Bread Making Week. And I found this beautiful quote, which pretty much says it all, by an amazing lady called M.F.K. Fisher. She was a preeminent American food writer in the late 1990s. And she wrote this, so apologies if I don't do it justice, but I wanted to share it with you because it says it all. She says, "It does not cost much. It is pleasant. One of those almost hypnotic businesses, like a dance from some ancient ceremony. It leaves you filled with peace and the house filled with one of the world's sweetest smells. But it takes a lot of time. If you find that, the rest is easy. If you cannot rightly find it, make it. For probably there is no chiropractic treatment, no yoga exercise, and no hour of meditation in a music-throbbing chapel that will leave you emptier of bad thoughts than this homely ceremony of making bread." So on that note, I'm going to go and knead some dough, and I wish you all happy bread-making week, and find some time. It really is lovely, isn't it? Bye for now.